弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the grace of God be with you all, always.
今天 CN.com 在谈到，如果奥巴马当了八年的总统之后，他的长相会成为什么样子？
So today CN.com has a very interesting topic of which they discuss how Barack Obama will look after reigning for president for 8 years.
他会老了16岁。
So this is what they talk about. First thing, he will age 16 years older.
他说一般人一年老一岁啊，当总统的一年会老两岁。
He said an average person will age about one age per year, but if you're president, you will go four times as fast.
所以就看到，真的我们每个人的工作都有很多的压力，生活都有很多的辛苦。
So if you look into everyone's daily life, it's really stressed out, especially on the career.
即使有时候做圣工啊，也会感觉到教会的压力啊，天天压在我们身上。
Even sometimes in terms of doing unholy work, you feel your shoulder is not light.
尤其在现在经济不景气啊，更多人感到压力很大。
Especially when our economy is very tough right now, many people are suffocating.
所以耶稣这句话就变得非常有提醒的作用。
That's why what Jesus has taught us here tonight.Will become extremely important and helpful.
我们来看约翰福音的十四章第一节。
Turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第一节。
John chapter 14, verse 1.
十四章第一节。
14, verse 1. Verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Let not your heart be troubled.
那说明在讲主耶稣讲这句话是。一句哲学的话，还是他经历过那才讲出这样的话呢
？So sometimes you look at what Jesus said, perhaps you will think whether or not he's speaking philosophy or from personal experience.
所以我想我们来用三点来谈谈这一节哦，心里不要忧愁。
Therefore, we'd like to study from three aspects, regarding this verse tonight.
我们首先来谈到人生在世必遇患难。
So the first thing we'll talk about is living this world, it is inevitable for us to go through hardships.
然后我们再谈一谈，其实耶稣讲这句话不是风凉话，不是哲学的话，而是他自己经历过忧愁，胜过忧愁的一个过程。
The second thing we'll talk about and share with you is
next slide.
Jesus is not merely speaking of philosophy fear, but rather from his personal experience.
我们再谈谈耶稣对我们的勉励怎么样不要忧愁。
And last, we talk about the encourage of Jesus and find out how exactly we cannot and we can overcome sorrow and trouble.
下个 slide 约伯记五章跟我们讲人生在世必遇患难。
In Job chapter 5, you'll find out that it is inevitable for each one of us to go through hardships in this world.
你看耶伯记五章的第七节。
Job chapter 5, verse 7.
耶伯记五章七节。
Job 5 or 7.
五章七节，请念。
Yet man is born to trouble.
阿们，继续好吧。
As the sparks fly upward.
这个人生在世必遇患难英文是讲说 born unto trouble， 就是你生下来之后你就是生在这个患难当中了。
So right here tells us very clearly, a man is born into troubles.
我们中国人常常把人生形容作苦海。
So there is a term that the Chinese we often use. They will compare our lives in this world as a bitter sea.
我知道圣经上也是把人生形容作苦海啊。
Now such term can be found in the Bible as well.
我们看撒迦利亚书的十章十一节。
Turn to Zechariah chapter 10.
撒迦利亚书十章十一节，它是一个苦海哦，充满了苦恼啊。
Zechariah chapter 10, verse 11. Now this is a bitter sea which is filled with bitterness.
十章十一节。
10 verse 11. He shall pass through the sea with affliction and strike the waves of the sea, and the depth of the river shall dry up, and the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart.
第六节谈到说神要坚固犹大的家，领他们归回。
Now in verse 6 started about by saying, I will strengthen the house of Judah.
那怎么样领犹大的家归回安息呢？
So how is it that he will return them back to peace.
十一节提到说神要经过苦海击打那些敌人。
Now he follows by saying 11 that he should pass the sea of affliction.
我读到这个苦海觉得很有趣原来圣经把人生也叫苦海。
So I find it rather interesting because Bible uses the same term to compare our lives into that of a bitter sea.
所以耶稣啊，走在苦海上面啊，在风浪当中啊，门徒摇橹，风浪很困难当中呢，走在苦海上面啊，来拯救门徒啊。
So the story of how Jesus walked on water, you can compare that to him walking on this bitter sea to deliver his disciples.
那其实，所以我们要知道，我们啊，无论住在哪里，都会有一些辛苦的事情。
Therefore, you and I need to understand that regardless where you live and what you do, you will go through hardships.
尤其今天的报纸在谈到说，现在美国的失业率啊，已经到达了1.7 million 这么多人哦。
Especially if you look at the newspaper.
对不起，2.5 million 这么多人。
Look at the newspaper today. 2.5 million people have lost their job.
大概在1945年呢、啊，我们这个没有工作的速度快要追上1945年那个。
Now the rate of employment, it's going. We will catch up to our employment rate back in 1945.
那所以CNN.com 在谈到说，现在不用再烦恼这个信用破产或是房子下跌的问题啦。
Therefore, CNN talked about it. People today should no longer be worried about their credits and going bankrupt.
或者是那个房子下跌啦。
Or the mortgage rate going down.
The housing
price going down.
其实他们更要烦恼的就是可能会面临没有工作。
Because one thing they should be more concerned with is not having a job.
所以他们谈到说这一次的经济海啸对整个国家全球影响非常非常的大。
And they go on and talk about all this impact that was brought to the rest of the world by this economy wave.
所以我们更能够来了解我们活着这个世界是一个苦海。
So he brought us to further understanding of how we can feel that we live in this bitter sea.
那我们刚提到说，耶稣谈到你们不要忧愁，这不是一句哲学，他没有经历，而是他经历过很多的事情之后才讲出这句话来。
So earlier, what we talked about that when Jesus said that you should not worry, it's not some philosophical term that he just said, but rather based on his personal experience.
我们就知道全世界只有一个没有罪来到世上的人。
We know everyone in this world has sinned, and only one was sinless, and that was Jesus Christ.
但是全世界没有一个人不进入忧愁里面哦。
Yeah, there's no one in this world who can abstain from going.
即使没有罪的耶稣来到人间，他要进入这个忧愁里面。
Even a sinless Jesus, as soon as he came into this world, he was in trouble.
所以耶稣走过之后他跟我们勉励不要忧愁。
Therefore, after he has walked through this path, he can encourage us not to be troubled.
他这条路他已经走过了。
He has trod on this path before.
所以我们只要跟着他的脚中行，我们就可以。不再忧愁。
Therefore, as long as we can trot on his path, we will follow his likeness.
所以我们要听听耶稣怎么胜过，耶稣怎么勉励我们。
Therefore, we should listen to how he has overcame and how he encouraged us.
我们来看耶稣怎么胜过这个苦海，胜过忧愁。
So let's find out how Jesus overcame this sea of bitterness.
人对忧愁有很多的原因。
Now there are many reasons that brought us to our sorrows.
下个 slide， 但是耶稣的忧愁呢，跟他所爱的人有关系。
But if you look into the life of Jesus, you will find his sorrows has some relationship with the people he loved.
我们来看约翰福音十一章的三十三节。
Turn to John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章三十三节。
John 11, not 3:33.
十一章三十三节。
11:33.
请读到三十五节。
To 35.
约翰福音十一章三十三节到三十五节。
33-35. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping,He grew into the spirit and was troubled. 34. And he said, Where have you laid him? They say to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept.
这边特别提到 Jesus was troubled. 耶稣甚忧愁。所以耶稣也曾经有忧愁的时候。
So you can see that Jesus was once troubled as well.
因为他的好朋友死掉了。
For right here, his best friend has passed away.
拿撒路死掉，而且这个拿撒路的姐妹们非常的忧愁。
As we know, Lazarus, his best friend, passed away, and his sisters were extremely sad.
那玛利亚到耶稣面前伏伏在地然后就在那边哭
So Mary came to Jesus' presence and fell on the ground as she wept bitterly.
玛利亚哭得这么厉害跟着玛利亚一起来的人也跟着哭
So seeing her wept, everyone else who followed also wept with her.
耶稣看到他们哭耶稣也跟着哭
And what did Jesus do? He also wept alongside with
them. 看起来哭是会感染的。
So right here, you can see that, weeping can be passed on to others as well.
其实耶稣知道拿撒路会复活的。
Of course, Jesus at that time knew that Lazarus was going to resurrect.
这个怎么样比喻呢？比如说你的孩子生病了。
So today, put into this term, for example, if your child is sick.
感冒发烧42度。
And he has a high fever.
104度好，103度好了。
104 degrees high fever.
啊，你知道他会好了，因为这只是流行性感冒而已啊。
You knew that one day he will be healed because this is only a common cold.
啊，但是你看到他整个脸涨得很红，然后在那边掉眼泪。
But if you look at your child into their eyes and they're going through pains and they're weeping.
啊，他在那边哭，在那边忧愁，你也会跟着哭，跟着忧愁啊。
You will weep alongside with them as they wept.
啊，我想这是主耶稣当时的忧愁是因为这样造起的。
So I believe that was the beginning and the origin of the sorrow of Jesus.
在人间我们都有很喜爱的人。
Today, living in this world, we all have someone that's very dear and beloved to us.
啊，可能是我们的配偶。
Could be our spouses.
可能是我们的孩子。
Could be our children.
啊，当我们看到他们很难过的时候，我们真的心里跟着难过。
Now our hearts weeps whenever we see them go through sorrows.
那这个时候要怎么胜过这样的忧愁呢？
How is it then shall we overcome our sorrow?
我们看到主耶稣带给啊这群人是很有信心的话。
Now if you look at Jesus and you will see his action and he brought much faith to the crowd.
啊，我们来读一下四十节。
Let's read verse 40.
十一章四十节。
11 verse 40.Jesus said to her, Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would have seen the glory of God?
也就是说，我跟你们说了啊，你们信啊，就会看见神的荣耀。
So right here, Jesus said to her, Did I not say to you, if you believe, you would have seen the glory of God?
所以当我们在我们的最爱的人在忧愁当中，我们要常常带给他们信心的话。
So when we see our beloved ones go through sorrows, we need to bring them the words of faith.
我们知道圣经里面充满着应许啊。
So you know this Bible is filled with promises.
神说啊，这个圣经的应许不论有多少，在主面前都是是的，都是会实现的。
God had once said that regardless how many promises they are all yes before Him.
所以我们要常常在我们朋友最爱的人右手当中呢，把神的金句啊，把它拿出来献他们。
Therefore, what we need to do is when we see our beloved ones go through sorrows, we need to encourage them with the word of God.
我们要叫他们看看天空的灰鸟不种不收。
We need to remind them of the birds in the air, how they don't have to worry about life.
神也养活他们。
And yet God still took care of
them. 我们要提醒他们，野地的百合花不纺织。
We need to remind them to look at the flowers in the field, do not need to sow.
这个花长下来一下子就要割掉，就要枯干了，但是神还是装饰他们。
Even though they will be cut down in a day, but God still decorates them with beauty.
我们要提醒他们呢，他们的头发神都编号过了。
We need to remind them God has counted each one of your hair.
所以啊，不要，如果神不允许啊，一根头发都不会掉下来。
Thus is willing, you will not a single strand of your hair will fall onto the ground.
我们要提醒他们不要为吃喝穿忧虑这个那个。
Now we need to remind them not to worry and about what to eat and what to wear.
先求神的国，神的义，这些都要加给我们。
But rather, as soon as you seek His kingdom of God, all these will add unto you.
真的，借着这样信心话语的劝勉啊，人就能够从忧虑当中走出来。
So it is indeed true that after encouragement of faith, one is able to walk out from sorrows.
我记得我刚来美国的，我刚娶太太的时候。
So I remember when I first got married.
本来是跟我太太商量好，说我们不要有孩子的。
So originally, me and my wife discussed we do not want any kids.
可是神有很有趣啊，有时候就是特别。他给你的就是跟你想的都不一样。
But I sometimes find God very interesting because sometimes we give surprises.
不想要孩子啊，结果很快就有孩子了。
And originally we did not want a kid, and this kid just came about immediately.
当时真的很烦恼。
And of course, originally we're really troubled.
这个那时候我们还没有正式的身份哈。
Because back then, I remember we still do not have our status.
也没有正式的工作，还在留学。
Did any of us have a job? Because we're still students.
也没有真正的保险。
And neither was one of us covered under insurance.
突然之间就有一个孩子要来人间报道。
And all of a sudden, we have a child registering at our door.
实在是有一点忧虑了，相当的忧虑。
So I must tell you, I was really worried.
但是我觉得我妈妈很有智慧。
But I thought my mom was greatly knowledgeable.
我打电话的时候，她就跟我讲一句话，我到现在都还记得。
So I remember one thing she told me over the phone.
她说你不用担心哦，小朋友自己会带米来到人间呢。
I remember she told me that you need to not to worry because this child will come to this world by himself.
He'll bring rice.
Bring rice on his own to this world.
我说哪有这回事？小朋友自己会带米过来的。
I said, how is it possible that he will come with rice?
其实他这句话其实就是圣经上的话，意思一样，但是用不同的话在讲而已。
Of course, I believe what my mom was trying to say was exactly what we have just studied in the Bible.
我说哪有这回事？那真的，他的意思就是不要忧虑了，真的神叫一个人来到世界 神一定会养活那个人的意思啦。
So what she was trying to tell me, if God brought this life into this world, He will take care of Himself.
我记得当时我们很穷啊。
So I believe back then I was rather poor.
我们一家人住在纽约市的地下室的一个房间里面，跟其他四个家庭合租啊，一个地下室。我们是地下室里面的一个房间，我跟我太太。
Now I remember back then, me and my wife rent a house or rent a room along with four other families on the bottom floor in New York City.
A basement
of the New York City apartment.
没有窗户的啦。
So there's no windows.
啊，真的很奇妙。我妈妈这一句勉励的话，神的话，啊，真的，当我们的孩子出事之后呢，不到几个月啊，我们就从那个地方搬出来，可以见到阳光。
And amazingly, how my mother has taught me and encouraged me. A few months later, after the baby came about, we actually move out and into some place where there's sunlight.
所以我才真正体会到说，小孩子真的会自己带米过来呢。
Then I truly realized that the child indeed brought rice himself.
不是那样子，我觉得我们那个光怀孕的时候呢，我们家怎么吃的比以前更好呢？
Not only so, I realized that upon receiving this child, we actually have a better life than before.
Better food. 为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为后来我们参加一个 WIC 的 program 嘛，那个政府给我们粮食券。
Because once we roll into the WIC, the WIC program.
哦，那个到百货公司去哦，那个有 coupon 吗？买的都不是最好牌子的，以前这种哇这么贵怎么敢买，现在都是买那个最贵的。哎。
And of course you receive a lot of coupons and now you can shop for the expensive things at the mall in which you would never consider before.
所以真的孩子自己会带换来。
So it is true that the child indeed brought some rice.
这样的话就把我们从那种阴霾的黑暗当中带给我们阳光。
So such encouragement from my mother actually brought sunlight.
所以我们要给我们那些忧虑的同龄信心的话，忧虑所爱的人信心的话。
So that's why if you see your beloved ones in sorrow, you need to bring them words of faith.
只要信，你就必得见神的荣耀。
If you believe, you shall see the glory of God.
困难给我们困难的目的不是叫我们忧愁的。
So the reason for us to go through troubles is not for us to worry.
给我们困难的目的是让我们看到神荣耀的。
The sole reason is for us to see His glory.
有时候没有在困难当中，就看不到神的荣耀。
Sometimes without going through troubles, you will not see the glory of God.
请问但以理他什么时候看到神的荣耀
？So let me ask you this: When did Daniel see God's glory?
不是在那个狮子洞里面吗
？Wasn't a time when he was in the lion's den?
那如果没有丢到那个狮子洞里面，怎么体会到神把他的狮子嘴巴封起来呢
？So how was he supposed to experience this sealing of the lion's mouth if he was not in it himself?
请问这个但以理生的朋友什么时候看到神的荣耀？
So how did the three friends of Daniel see the glory of God?
不是被丢到火里面去吗
？Wasn't a time when they were thrown into this fire?
如果没有被丢进去，怎么看到怎么看到这个这么奇怪，连头发都没有烧焦，衣服一点这个烧着的味道都没有呢
？Now if they weren't thrown into the fire in the first day, they would not have witnessed this miracle of how this man was not burned at all walking in the fire.
请问但以理什么请问这个斯蒂凡什么时候看到神的荣耀？
So when did Stephen actually witness the glory of God?
不是在被丢石头当中看到耶稣在神的右边吗
？Wasn't it in turns when he was being stoned to death, he saw Jesus standing at the right hand side?
所以让我们经历困难，不是要我们忧愁。
So the reason for us to go through troubles is not for us to worry.
是要叫我们看见神的荣耀。
But rather allows us a chance to see.
所以我们要记得耶稣讲这句话。
That's why we need to remember what Jesus said.
只要信，你就必看见神的荣耀。
As long as you believe, you will witness His glory.
所以神赐给我们的意念不是降灾害的意念
So the will of God is not for us to go through troubles and afflictions.
神赐给我们意念是赐给我们平安的意念。
But rather, He gives us this peace of mind.
当我们经历之后，就能够像耶伯高声的这样子唱出原来神让我经历这些是要让我变成精金。
So once you have gone through all these afflictions and troubles, we can be like Job and say, the reason why God wants us to go through this is to become a refined gold.
只有人经历得到平安，神才能够得到荣耀。
Only when man goes through tribulations and receives peace, then God's glory.
神要得到荣耀，所以人要经历一些事情来得到平安。
Because God needs to receive His glory, therefore we need to go through things to obtain.
在经历平安的过程当中，你就要见神的荣耀。
So in the process of obtaining this peace, you will see His glory.
耶稣为拿撒路、为玛利亚这件事情，他很忧愁，很忧愁。
Jesus was greatly troubled.For the matter of fact that Lazarus has passed away.
但是他也告诉我们，这是为了要得见神的荣耀。
Yet he told us clearly it's merely for the fact that he needs to receive the glory of God.
耶稣还有另外一种忧愁，就是当你看到你所爱的人走错路又没有办法帮助他的时候，也很忧愁。
So another type of sorrows or trouble Jesus received was when he witnessed something someone he loved gone astray, yet he could not help him.
我们看约翰福音13:21。
Turn to John chapter 13, verse 21.
约翰福音13:21节。
John 13:21.
13:21.
When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, Most assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me.
耶稣也曾经 trouble 过，忧愁过。为什么呢？因为他所爱的一个人呐，要卖他了。
So right here, you can see once again, Jesus was troubled in spirit because someone he loved dearly was about to betray him.
有时候我们讲了勉励的话，人还是没有办法被提醒。
So sometimes after we pour our hearts of encouragement,One has failed to listen.
有时候我们讲了信心的言语，他还是在阴霾当中。
Sometimes we've been poured out encouragement of faith, yet one is still drowned.
我们真的难过，看到我们所爱的人，他的脚步在黑暗当中他的脚走进黑暗里面走到那个要卖主耶稣的道路上面去了。
So it really hurts us deeply to see the ones we love, beloved, to walk on this path to betray Jesus.
你所有的方法都用尽了，你甚至还来洗这个犹大的脚，你把你的爱统统倒出来了。
It's even to the point that you have poured out all your love and to the point you kneel down and wash his feet.
但是呢，你发觉到还是没有办法挽回他。
Yet you realize it was useless.
所以耶稣心里就忧愁了。
Therefore Jesus was troubled in spirit.
我想这也是我们在生活当中一个很深的经历。
So I believe each one of us experienced this deeply in our lives.
当我们所爱的人被他的心被魔鬼抓走的时候
，When someone we love deeply, his or her heart is being taken by the devil.
我们心里真的很痛，很痛的。
We have this agony inside.
到底怎么样胜过这样的忧愁呢
？So how can we overcome this agony?
我们继续往下看。
Let's read on.
22节、23节。
22 and 23。Then the disciples looked at one another, perplexed about whom he spoke. Verse 23. There was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of the disciples whom Jesus loved.
你知道，当你知道有一个门徒他出去卖你，我想你心里是冰的，是忧愁的。
I believe at the time when you find out that someone you love deeply was about to betray you, your heart must be cold and sorrowed.
但是这里有另外一个门徒
But right here appeared another disciple.
他挨进耶稣的怀里，侧身。挨进耶稣的怀里。
Now what he was doing was he was leaning on Jesus' bosom.
你看那个原来那个冰冷的心因为这样的一个入怀我看那个冰大概都可以融化掉。
Now think about this. Originally this cold and sorrowful heart, and because of such actions, it's been warmed and melt.
这是一个非常美的图画。
Now this is such a beautiful portrait.
我们都知道耶稣是在父的怀里面，耶稣是父独生的儿子。而且在父的怀里面。
As you know, Jesus once he came to this world, he portrayed himself as the Son of God. He's also in the bosom of God.
那这里有一个主所爱的门徒在耶稣的怀里面。
Right here mentioned about a disciple whom Jesus beloved found himself in the bosom of Jesus.
所以会知道，你会知道旁边人的你所爱的，虽然有你所爱的变卖你，但是另外你所爱的也能够入你的怀。
So right here you can see two things happen at the same time. One you believe has betrayed you. The other one whom you beloved is inside your bosom.
那这样子，我们怎么样使我们从忧愁当中trouble 当中走出来呢
？So utilizing this, how can we come out of our agony?
真的有时候我们要给那些辛苦的人一个拥抱。
Sometimes simply translate into we need to give them a hug.
有时候我们的孩子他很辛苦。
Sometimes you look at our children, they really go through a lot of hardships.
你怎么说大家都会觉得你不懂他的心
Regardless how well you want to train them, they will never understand you understand their heart.
有时候你就是给他一个拥抱就行了，真的。
Sometimes it's as simple as give him a hug.
把他抱得紧紧的
You hug him tightly in your bosom.
让他感受到你对他是真心的爱
To let them feel and show them you truly love him.
他应该可以看出你的心的。
I think the children can feel your heart.
有时候我们去访问病人，你怎么说他都听不进去啦。
Sometimes when we visit sick patients, regardless of what you tell them, it's very hard for them to observe.
怎么会是我呢？我这么好的基督徒，怎么这样的病会临到我身上呢
？Now, why is it that I'm such a good Christian and I'm going through all these afflictions?
怎么我已经炎症到最后一期，我都要将要走进人生的道路，我还这么年轻，怎么可能这条路是我的路呢
？Why is it that I'm walking on this path and I'm so young and found myself at the terminal stage of cancer?
那时候你这时候话都是多的啦。
Sometimes the more you speak, the more useless they become.
真的有时候你。如果你们很亲近你抱他一下，不是很亲近，你握着他的手
So surely, if you are close to each other, give them hug. If not, hold their hands.
真的，他可以感受到从你身上感受到耶稣基督的温暖。
So it is true that they will feel the warmth of Jesus from you.
这样子，我想主耶稣在这里虽然很冰冷，因为这个所爱的门徒， 他就能够温暖起来了。
So right here, you can see that once before his heart was troubled, and now his heart has just gotten warmer.
那另外一个就是最后他能够了解这整个事情的缘由怎么一回事。
So another thing is he was able to realize how all these things came about.
啊，从神的角度来看到犹大变卖啊这件事情。
He was able to see through this whole thing from the perspective of God.
我们看十七章的十二节，约翰福音十七章十二节。
Let's read John chapter 17, verse 12.
17章12节
17, verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those who you gave me have kept, and none of them is lost except for the son of perdition, and the scripture might be fulfilled.
哎呀，原来失去犹大这个人，因为他原来就是灭亡之子。
So it is true that because you realize that he is the son of perdition.
因为其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的啊。
Because apart from that, none others were lost.
啊，这是要叫经上得应验，圣经上所说的话得应验。
So all these happen so the scripture can be fulfilled.
没有错，犹大不必成为这个灭亡之子了。
So it was true that Judah had a choice not to become the son of perdition.
但是他自己选择要成为这个灭亡之子啊。
Yet he himself chose to become that son.
有时候这个是我们所不能了解，为什么他我们怎么挽回他还是要成为灭亡之子呢？
Sometimes we don't understand, regardless how we try to train and warn them, they still walk on this path of destruction.
啊，这就有很多人间的事情，我们真的是不了解的。
It is true that many things in this world are out of our reach.
所以你看约伯记最后，约伯记对神旨意的了解是什么呢？
So if you look at the conclusion book of Job, what was his understanding towards God?
最后他的结论就是神的作为太奇妙了。
His understanding was merely God was indeed magnificent.
啊，神的旨意就是让人没有办法了解神的旨意。
Now the will of God is that something human cannot comprehend. 啊，
就是神的旨意就是人没有办法了解神的旨意了。
The will of God is so that we cannot understand His will.
啊，所以有时候我们必须要接受这样一个事实。有时候我们尽力了，你就是没有办法把那个事情做得好啊。
So that's something we need to accept, even though sometimes we try our hard and our best, we cannot change the fact.
很多事情神早就有一个拟定了，有一个计划了。
Because God has already made this mold long before you.
所以我有时候我们要了解，我们是没有办法改变神的一些计划的。
So we have to realize we cannot change the plan of God.
那就把这件事情交托给神算了。
Then we should entrust everything unto His.
我怎么办呢？我真的不了解，怎么会变成这样子啊
？What should I do? I really don't have any idea how this came about.
连耶稣天上来的人子啊，天上来的神，他都没有办法对这个事情没办法处理了。
Even Jesus, who came from heaven, could not change the plan of God.
人间的事情有时候真的是你没有办法掌握的。
So sometimes things in this world is out of our reach.
所以真的有时候人间哦，患难是命定的。
So it is true that we will go through afflictions and. Tribulations and sorrows.
啊，所以神要我们经历很多的辛苦的事情呢。
That's why God wants us to go through all these hardships.
啊，因为我们要经历很多的辛苦的事情，我们才能够真正进入神的国。
Because without going through those hardships, we cannot enter into His kingdom of God.
如果神是神要我们经历的，那么神又负责到底了。
Now, if this God's will for us to go through His hardships, He will take care of us.
他就会承担到底。
He will be responsible till the end.
那如果神会承担，那我们就轻省了，不是吗
？Now, if God's responsible the whole thing, we should not be worried.
我相信到这里，主耶稣应该很释怀了。除了那灭亡之子以外，没有一个是灭亡的。他了解的有一个是灭亡之子的。
So right here, you can see that Jesus has finally realized that there's one of them, which is Judah, who's the son of perdition.
所以有时候我们也要跳脱从神的角度来看人间的事情。
So sometimes we need to look at the things of this world from the perspective of God.
人间太多事情不是我们能够理解的。
The truth is, there are many things that in this world we cannot control.
神的旨意就是这样子，我们没有办法了解神的旨意。
So this is the will of God. We cannot understand His will.
这样子我们就能够超脱出来忧愁。
By acknowledging such fact, we can actually surpass our sorrows.
另外一个主耶稣怎么胜过忧愁呢？
So another point, how Jesus overcame His sorrows.
我们来看他的另外一个忧愁。
Let's look at another trouble He went through.
我们来看十二章的二十七节。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章二十七节。
John chapter 12 verse 27.
十二章二十七节。也许我们从二十二、二十三节来读好了哈。
Let's start from verse 23.
约翰福音十二章二十三节到二十七节。
John chapter 12 verse 23 to 27. Now Jesus answered and saying, "The hour has come; the Son of Man should be glorified."
二十四节。
Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain.
二十五节。
He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
二十六节。
If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will also be. If anyone serves me.Him, my Father will honor.
我们 pay attention to 二十七节
Verse 27. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for the purpose I came into this hour.
耶稣他是一个很会讲话的人哦。
Now you know Jesus was very eloquent in speech.
他讲话很有权柄哦。
He spoke with authority.
但是他现在心里又说到什么呢？我要说什么才好呢？
So right here you can see that he was speechless.
He 耶稣这么会说话，但是在最忧愁的时候词穷啊。词穷啊，话说不出来了。
Such an eloquent man in his speech, yet when he was at most troublesome times, he did not know what to say.
真的，有时候我们忧愁到一种地步，就是你祷告不晓得你要讲什么了。
So it is so true that sometimes we're hard to so troubled to the point that you don't know what to pray about.
所以感谢神啊，罗马书八章在说，有时候我们不晓得讲什么，不晓得怎么祷告，圣灵才用 无声的叹息为我们祷告。
That's why we thank God in Romans chapter 8, it says that sometimes we don't know what to pray about, but the Holy Spirit prays for us in times of need.
耶稣说我真的很忧愁，因为我要尝这个苦杯啊。
Now Jesus said, my heart is greatly troubled, for I must take this cup.
不是这个，他不了解尝苦杯的意义，他知道的。
Of course, he understood clearly what it means.
他需要尝这个苦杯，因为一粒麦子如果不死了，不能结出很多的籽粒来，他知道的。
He understood clearly because he had to say, unless a grain of wheat dies, it will not bear much fruit.
他知道尝这个苦杯的结果就是尝过了在32节说呢如果 我从被地上被汲取很多人万人就要被吸引过来，他知道这个苦杯的目的就是让万人可以归向他，他是知道的。
And as he said in verse 32, he knew clearly that the result and the full purpose of him to take this cup is after he is lifted up, many will be drawn to him.
但是知道那个意义，知道那个目的，你知道这个好不代表你不会忧愁呢。
But sometimes knowing the purpose and knowing the result doesn't mean that you will be removed from your agony.
就好像有的孩子知道这个考试实在是对你有帮助啊。
For example, a lot of the children, they know they need to take tests because it's good for you.
但是考试到了，他就是会皮皮抖啊。
Yet when the examination comes, everyone is very anxious.
就是不喜欢那个经历就是了。虽然是好的，但是不喜欢。他知道这个意义是好的，但是不喜欢经历那个经历啊。
Even though everyone knows it's own for their own benefit, but nobody likes to go through that experience.
谁能够承担那个肉体被挂在一个木头上面的苦楚呢？
Now, which one of us can actually go through this pain and agony of being nailed and hung on the cross?
你看主耶稣已经没有话讲了，我说什么才好呢？
Now, you look at Jesus, he was speechless.
但到最后，他最软弱的时候，他讲一句话：“父啊，救我。”
Yeah, at his weakest moment, he said, Father, save me.
所以哦，即使我们在最最难过哦，最最没有办法表达我们深层的那种哀伤的时候，你还是要讲这句话：“父啊，救我。”
So even if one day we find ourselves in our most agonizing and troublesome moments, we still need to say, Father, save me.
我们知道彼得啊，在海里面快要沉下去了。
As we can recall, when Peter was about to drown in the ocean,
那时候千钧一发的时刻，他喊出什么？
So what did he say at that very, very instant?
父啊，救我！
He said, save me, Father.
27节也是这样讲，父啊，救我！
Right here in verse 27, you can see Jesus say the same thing, Father.
你知道吗？当我们最哀伤的时候，最忧愁的时候，其实甚至是我们最不想祷告的时候。
Did you know that when you find yourself in the most sorrowful and agonizing moment, it's also the time you do not want to pray?
就好像我们生病的时候，是我们最不想吃饭的时候。
Just like when we're sick and ill the most, we do not have any appetite.
就好像我们中风的时候，是最不想运动的时候啊。
For example, if you have gone through a stroke, you do not want to exercise, move much.
但是那个时候，你就是要勉强自己啊。
But that's also the time you need to force upon yourself.
你中风的时候，你还是要那个手脚要稍微动一下，你要勉强自己。
Because after you've gone through a stroke, you have to force your muscle movement by moving your fingers.
你这个吃不下饭，你生病了，你要勉强自己吃一点下去。
When you're sick, when you don't have appetite, you need to force yourself down some food.
你最不想祷告的时候，你要至少喊出这句话：“父啊，救我。”
When the time you feel you don't want to pray the most, you need to yell out, "Father, save me."
还是要祷告。
We need to pray.
您跟着门徒在克西马尼园，真的很想睡觉。
Now, if you look at the disciples and when they pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, they were really sleepy.
你看整一天的行程哦，跟着主耶稣这个进耶路撒冷，然后呢，这个耶稣骑驴子，大家很和善呐。也许他们都要砍柴啊，铺路，或是衣服丢下来。整个一天的行程，然后后来主耶稣又逾越节的晚餐，又办西郊礼。一天忙死了，真的。
Now, if you look at the whole day and turn it starting from the beginning, how Jesus entered Jerusalem, perhaps they need to pave the road and they went through the Last Supper and foot wash, you know, all these things they have done for the whole day.
那主耶稣要带我们去祷告。
And now Jesus wants us to pray with him.
那时候已经很晚了。
It was really late already.
又要叫我们警醒祷告。
Now he told us to pray and what? Be
watchful. 最不能警醒的时候，耶稣要我们警醒啊。
Now it was the least time for me to be watchful. I'm so tired. Yet you ask me to be
watchful. 人间常常是这样子的啦。
It is oftentimes the same.
你没有办法警醒，就是更要警醒。
The time when you feel you don't need to be watchful is the time you need to watch
out. 你不能吃饭，你更要吃饭。
When you cannot eat, you have to force yourself.
越忧伤，你越要祷告。
The more trouble you are, the more you need to pray.
父啊，救我脱离这个时刻。
Father, save me from this environment.
你就会知道那个时候你就能够胜过了、哦、
Then you realize that it is then when you become powerful.
天使就会下来加添你力量。
Angels descend to power up.
你就有力量脱离、啊、这个忧愁。
Then you have strength to overcome and be free from
你就有勇气再站起来走向定你的地方去了。
Now you will have strength to go up and walk toward this Mount Golgotha.、
哦、所以这是我想唯一的方法。有时候在最忧愁的时候，这是剩下最后一招的方法。
So I believe sometimes in your most troublesome, agonizing moment, this is your last chance.
我不想跟你们讲过，我一个好朋友，他有段时间找不到工作。
Now, I don't know whether or not I've shared with you. I have a very good friend who was unemployed for a while.
那他那时候 H1 要到期啊，就是快要被遣送回国了。
So at that time, he was facing the expiration of his H1, of which he will be.Sent back to his country.
他的太太跟他两个人在美国，他们可能他们也打包好了。
And of course, him and his wife were they all packed up ready to go.
有一次我就到他们家去看他们。
So one day I went to his house to visit.
我跟他坐聊聊，祷个告这样子。
So I simply talked with him and we prayed.
他说那个日子很难过，每天都要等邮差。
So I told him he showed with me.
他说嘿，每天都要等邮差啊。
It's very difficult to live on because every day I'm waiting for the mailman to come.
看看有没有什么这个面谈的机会、哦、
To see if any of the notices for the interviews.
但是因为很辛苦啊，所以后来就跟太太决定啊，每天两个要禁食祷告。
But because the day felt very long, so me and my wife decided to fast and pray.
但是他讲的了、哦、
That's what he said.
我们这样聊了之后，我们就要离开他们的家。
So as he was leaving, as I was leaving his house,
那我就在进来没看见 要出去的时候看到他的门推进来门的屋子里面挂一个牌子我现在印象还很深刻他挂那个牌子写的字
So as I was walking out his front door I saw this template that he hung on his wall and really left me a great impression
他说那个牌子写说 I have tried everything now try Jesus 他说我已经试过什么都试过了现在要试试主耶稣啊
So I have tried everything, now I will try Jesus. It's what it says on the template.
感谢主了，他们真的神很奇妙。
So I believe, I really thank God, indeed, very wonderful.
就在快要过期的时候啊，主耶稣突然之间赐给他们一个机会。
So all of a sudden, God, showed them upon an opportunity.
所以他们就能够继续留在这里啊，为主耶稣做工，也在这边过生活，成家立业。
They would stay here to build a family and furthermore work for him in the state.
凡事都有神的意思了、哦、
So everything has the way of God behind it.
但是他 try Jesus, 至少靠耶稣基督啊让他们走过了、这个生活的那个相当忧虑的一段时间、啊、
But one thing they did was at least they tried Jesus and with Jesus on their side, they were able to go through these hardships.
我们再来看看耶稣啊他自己经历过忧愁的事情走过这样的路也胜过了。
So that's how look at how Jesus has gone through this path of sorrows and how he overcame it.
那我们来再看看呢啊，他对我们勉励什么呢
？And let's look at the encouragement he has left behind for us.
Next slide. Next slide. 约翰福音十四章第一节。
Jump chapter 14 verse 1.
Next slide. 十四章第一节。
14 verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
耶稣勉励我们哦，不要忧愁。
Now Jesus encourages not your heart not be troubled.
这不是一句风凉的话，他走过了。
Now this is not a philosophy because he has walked through it himself.
他胜过忧愁了。
He overcame sorrow.
你心里也不要忧愁。
You should not be sorrowful.
他说你们信神也要信我。
He said you believe in God and thus believe.
你要相信耶稣所说的。
We need to believe in what Jesus.
相信什么呢？第二节以下说呢，他去天父那边了，还要再回来的啦。
Says I go to my father's house and one day I will return.
我们要相信哦，这个门徒忧愁是因为父要离开耶稣要离开他们呢。
We have to believe the reason why they were sorrow because Jesus was about to depart from them.
但是这个分离是短暂的。
But this departure is only temporary.
有一天是要再重逢的。
The one day we shall meet again.
我们都知道我们忧愁的日子哦，主耶稣让我们经历这个是一段操练的日子而已啊。
Now we have to realize that these.Days of sorrow, agonizing moments are only temporarily.
当耶稣不在的时候，我们生活充满了没有亮光的日子。
Now when Jesus is removed from our lives no longer have sunlight.
就好像我们在一个山洞里面一样啊。
We found ourselves in a cave.
但是我们知道，我们还要再相聚的。
But we believe one day we will meet him.
耶稣还要再来的。
Jesus will come.
我们要到他到他要我们去的地方的。
We need to go to a place that he has once prepared for.
有一天我们还会再见到光的。
One day we will be shown
upon by light. 你们信神也当信我，我们要有信心哦，这个只是暂时的分离而已啦，暂时的黑暗而已啊。
Now we believe in God as well as believing him that we need to believe that this is only a temporary departure.
这是主耶稣给我们的一个勉励啊。
Now this is the encouragement Jesus left
behind. 所以在黑暗当中我们要忍耐等候。
So in darkness, we must endure and be patient.
雅各书第五章第一节说我们要忍耐好像农夫等待那个土产一样哦。哦，雅各书五章七节，我们读一下。雅各书五章七节。
In James chapter 5, let's read James chapter 5, verse 7.
雅各书五章七节。
James chapter 5, verse 7.
五章七节。
5, verse 7. Therefore be patient, brother, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer awaits for the precious fruits of the earth, waiting patiently for it until you see the early and latter rain.
有时候我们怎么知道雨什么时候来呢
？So how do you know when the rain will come？
但是每年都有春雨跟秋雨啊。
And of course, every day, every year, you know there will be the spring.
就像我们在加州每年冬天都会下雨啊。
Just like every season, in the springtime, in the wintertime, it will
加州都会下雨啊。
It will rain over here in Southern California.
也许是哦，你不晓得什么哪一天到。
Perhaps you will have no idea which day.
但是它一定会到。
That you will come for sure.
啊，有春雨有秋雨，那个一定会到。
Autumn rain, spring rain will fall for sure.
农夫都在等待的。
All the farmers are waiting anxiously.
什么时候不知道
？Even though they do not know when.
所以你才要忍耐呀。
That's why we need to endure.
所以我们真的要靠主忍耐。
That's why we need to endure and rely on the Lord.
分离是短暂的。
This is only a temporary departure.
光要再次进入你的世界里面。
Our light will shine once again into our lives.
所以讲到这个，我又想起有一次我的同学啊，神学院的同学，他讲个故事，我都记得很清楚。
So that brought me another memory of which one time another friend in a theological student shared with me.
他说有一次啊，他在等公车。
He said one time he was waiting for the bus.
那个台湾的公车啊，很多公车站，很多巴士怎么一直来啊
？Now if you know the busing stations in Taiwan, many bus will come and arrive all the time.
他们等的巴士就是不来啊。
And regards how many buses arrive at the bus he's waiting for.
所以他是问那个 uncle 说 ，uncle， 我们的巴士什么时候来呢
？So he asked his uncle, and how come my bus never showed up?
结果那个 uncle 很有智慧，他会讲啊，我们的公车总是比较晚一点呐、啊。
So uncle,
是我们的那个公车总是比较晚一点呐、啊。
So the uncle showed him in a very smart way by saying our bus is always a little bit late.
啊，所以我们真的要忍耐等候哦。
So what that teaches us, we need to endure and be patient.
等候神的一定不会羞愧了。
Those who wait on him will not be ashamed.
啊，因为我们要最后要像鹰一样的再次展翅上腾。
For one day we'll be like the eagles, we'll stretch our wings and fly up high.
我们要像鹰一样的再次返老还童。
We'll be like the eagles, we shall return to.
等候神的必不羞愧。
Those who wait on him will not be ashamed.
我们再看耶稣给我们的勉励。
Let's look at another encouragement by Jesus.
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
Jump chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
Jump chapter 14, verse 27.
四章二十七节。
27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not of this world gives to you, I give to you. But let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
耶稣有留平安在人间给我们呢。
Now Jesus left behind this peace for us.
耶稣没有带平安回天家。
Now he didn't take this peace away with him.
啊，天家已经很平安了，不用再带回去的。
Also, heavenly peace is already very peaceful. It does not.
所以真的我们在人间，真的主耶稣把平安留给我们呢。
So it is true that Jesus has left this peace.
你有忧愁吗
？Today are you troubled？
你一定要到神面前来得平安。
You need to come before Him to receive.
这个不是一个抽象的东西啊。
Now this is not something that's very abstract.
平安平安不是一个抽象的东西。
This word term of peace should.
耶稣已经胜过忧愁了。
Because right here you can see how troubled.
他在门里，他把平安给你了。
Yet He left this peace away for.
平安在哪里
？Where is this peace？
跪下来祷告。
You kneel down and pray.
大声对神哀哭。
You cry in white bitterly to Him.
真的，主耶稣借着圣灵把爱交在你的心中。
Through the love of God, the Holy Spirit will fulfill in your heart.
你会知道你的重担真的不会拿掉的。
You feel that your burden has been removed.
我有一次啊，在这个一个杂志上面呢、啊，在谈到、啊、有人在做那种脑波的扫描。
So one time I read about an article of which a study was done on a brainwave.
他说人在祷告的时候那个脑波里面、啊、那个脑波的扫描那个 pattern 那个脑的那个形态当一个人真正进入那个祷告里面的时候呢那个脑的那个脑波的情形跟一个人、啊、见到他父亲的时候那种喜乐安慰那个脑波的 pattern 是一样的
So what they did is they did a comparison of someone who prayed and then what they found out was when someone is really into their prayer the brainwave pattern is very similar to someone who hasFound his father and met his father and felt very peaceful and warm.
所以祷告得平安不是抽象的。
So when you pray and receive peace, that's not an abstract.
不是个观念而已。
It's not merely a concept.
真的，你的脑里面，你的内心灵深处里面，真的好像看到天父一样的。
It is truly that inside your heart, in the innermost part, you have seen the Father.
主耶稣不会骗你啊。
Now Jesus would not lie to
you. 也不会骗我。
He has never lied to me.
他已经走过这一条路了。
He has gone through this path.
我们只要按着他的脚踪走。
As long as you can follow his path,
你就不再忧愁。
You will no longer be sorrowful.
忧愁要变成喜乐了。
Your sorrows shall turn into joy.
在这个相当困难的环境下面。
Today, living in such a difficult society.
让我们再来珍惜耶稣讲的这句话。
Let us treasure what Jesus said to us.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Let your heart not be troubled.
再唱诗。
Sing him.